Hello, Pastor Brandon here, and here are our readings for Tuesday, January 26th, 2021, from our daily reading plan, Seek Him, as we continue as a family of families to seek after Him together through His Word. Today, we'll be reading Psalm chapter 17, verse 8 through 15, 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verse 1 through 31, and Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 29. We're going to be starting with Psalm 17, verse 8 through 15. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who do me violence. My deadly enemies who surround me, they close their hearts to pity with their mouths. They speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him, subdue him, deliver my soul from the wicked by your sword, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world whose portion is in this life. You fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave their abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. 1 Chronicles chapter 25, 1 through 31. David and the chiefs of the service also set apart for the service the sons of Asaph and of Himman, and of Juduthun, who prophesied with lyres, with harps, and with cymbals. The list of those who did the work and of their duties was of the sons of Asaph, Zakur, Joseph, Nethaniah, and Asherilah, sons of Asaph, under the direction of Asaph, who prophesied under the direction of the king, of Juduthun, the sons of Juduthun, Gedaliah, Zerah, Jeshiah, Shemi, Hashabiah, and Mattathiah, six under the direction of their father Juduthun, who prophesied with the lyre in thanksgiving and praise to the Lord. Of Heman, the sons of Heman, Bekiah, Mathaniah, Uziel, Shebeel, and Jeremoth, Hananiah, Hanani, Eliatha, Gidithai, and Romamatizer, Josh Bekasha, Malathi, Hothir, Mazioth. All these were the sons of Heman, the king's seer, according to the promise of God to exalt him, for God had given Heman 14 sons and 3 daughters. They were all under the direction of their father in the music in the house of the Lord, with cymbals, harps, and lyres for the service of the house of God. Asaph, Juduthun, and Heman were under the order of the king. The number of them, along with their brothers who were trained in singing to the Lord, all who were skillful, was 288, and they cast lots for their duties, small and great, teacher and pupil alike. The first lot fell to Asaph, to Joseph, the second to Gedaliah, to him and his brothers and his sons, 12, the third to Zakur, his sons and his brothers, 12, the fourth to Izri, his sons and his brothers, 12. The fifth to Nethaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The sixth to Bekiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The seventh to Jesherelah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The eighth to Jeshiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The ninth to Mattaniah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 10th to Shimei, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 11th to Azarel, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 12th to Hashabiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. The 13th to Shubiel, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 14th, Mattathiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 15th, to Jeremoth, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 16th, to Hananiah, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 17th, to Josbekashah, to his sons, his brothers, 12. To the 18th, to Hanani, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 19th, to Malathai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 20th, to Eliathan, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 21st, to Hahir, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 22nd, to Gidaltai, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 23rd, to Mahazioth, his sons and his brothers, 12. To the 24th, to Romamtiezer, his sons and his brothers, 12. Acts chapter 16, verse 16 through 29. As they were going to the place of prayer, we were met by a slave girl who had a spirit of divination and brought her owners much gain by fortune telling. She followed Paul and us, crying out, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the way of salvation." And this she kept doing for many days. Paul, having become greatly annoyed, turned and said to the Spirit, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." And it came out that very hour. But when her owners saw that their hope of gain was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace before the rulers. And when they had brought them to the magistrates, they said, "These men are Jews, and they are disturbing our city. They advocate customs that are not lawful for us as Romans to accept or practice." The crowd joined in attacking them, and the magistrates tore the garments off them and gave orders to beat them with rods. And when they had inflicted many blows upon them, they threw them into prison, ordering the jailer to keep them safely. Having received this order, he put them into the inner prison and fastened their feet in the stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bounds were unfastened. When the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." And the jailer called for lights and rushed in. And trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas. I wonder what's going to happen next. This is one of those awkward pauses that the Moravian lectionary has in its reading plan. But what's going to happen next? After this moment where this jailer is about to kill himself because the prisoners could have escaped. And what we've seen is the penalty for a guard who loses a prisoner in the book of Acts, we've seen this, was death. As when Peter escapes from prison, his jailer is put to death for Peter escaping. And so this guard is at the pits of despair. I wonder what happens next. We'll have to listen and read what the word of the Lord has for us tomorrow to find out. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen.